This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
Neiman Lab has a story about a new partnership between Report for America and the Native American Journalists Association. The story says the organizations will collaborate to support 19 journalists in the next year who will cover Native American and indigenous communities in the United States. The article says mainstream news outlets typically pay little attention to Native Americans, and when they do, indigenous people are more often the subject of reporting than its target audience. And just as a bit of background, Report for America describes itself as being dedicated to saving journalism. Its website says leaders from both the journalism and national service worlds have come together around this big vision of trying to save journalism. And one way, again, they're trying to do it is by collaborating to support 19 journalists in the next year who will cover Native American communities in the United States.
Well, and this is a great idea. And speaking about Report for America just for a bit, I know it follows the cue and the example of Teach for America, right, to bring more teachers to underserved communities. I know Report for America, my former employer just announced earlier this year that they were going to be adding two reporters from this service. So I think this is great. And I also think this is a very good idea that we also focus on a populace of our community in the American civilization that perhaps is not often given the attention or the coverage that it should. And people need to realize that indigenous Native American people and their current plight and their way of life needs to be something that needs to be focused on and covered, because these are still issues that affect these people, even though they're in a vast minority of our population. I think it's a very important focus that this initiative is going to take. And I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of reporting they produce.
When I was a student, I was taught that journalists should be a voice for the voiceless.
Right.
You know, the mainstream media will always have their own agenda in promoting their own ideals and ideals. But if you look at the American population, we have a significant number of people who are Native Americans or indigenous people, almost like 1.7% of the overall population. But if you see the representation in terms of media, it's practically nil. You know, right. That's the kind of situation. Mm-hmm. What happens is when you don't have that kind of representation in the media that completely tells the people that they don't even exist in the first place, right? You know, I was looking at a picture from, like, you know, 1800s and 1900s. we practically see only people who are whites, who are, like, being photographed, who had access to cameras and all that. But what about the rest of the people who lived during the 1800s or the 1900s, right? So if you're not going to give a representation for these communities, then they are practically forgotten in few years from now. I think it's very important that they're taking initiatives to help promote or the representation of Native American or indigenous people, so that we also need to understand they also need to be included into the mainstream media. And I think this is something that we really need to be appreciative of.
Yeah, and part of the challenge, the time period you were talking about, Rajvi, the reporters were all white males. So what do they know about Native American communities, or the challenges or the issues or just things in general that are of interest to Native American communities? And that's part of the challenge, is that we need to diversify newsrooms so that you have people who understand certain aspects of your community and can relate to those people.
Absolutely. And I'm understanding that this Report for America is going to do that, not only focus on stories that where this population exists, but also bring that perspective into their newsrooms as well.
Well, you mentioned the newspaper you used to work for.
Yes.
is getting a couple reporters through Report for America.
Right.
And these are not, my understanding is these are not to just be general assignment reporters, but they're going to focus on particular beats, aren't they?
What I know of what's happening at my former newspaper from 2 or 3 months ago when I read about it was that these are going to be reporters that are, first of all, for lack of a better term, pick up the slack because over the years the newsroom where I came from has, of course, decreased in size as the amount of staff and the amount of resources that they have, for one. But secondly, these are going to be reporters that are going to be trained, have a specialty, and how this program works is that Report for America, this organization, pays half the salary for the reporter, and the newsroom that's participating picks up the other half. It's a cooperation. But these are trained reporters. These aren't students, recent graduates. These are folks that have been reporters that have earned their credentials, and these aren't by any means rookie journalists. These are highly credited, experienced reporters that are going to bring some perspective that these newsrooms have not had because of economic and technological challenges.
The article you read, did it mention what beats these reporters, these journalists would focus on?
They interviewed our managing editor, and he did not mention particularly what they were – I think there was a need – there was a hint for a need of covering education, school boards, and things of that nature. I remember being one of the school reporters when I was there four and a half years ago, and that, of course, has been diminishing as people have left or layoffs have happened.
Also, I think I want to talk about two important topics based off what we're discussing right now. First is the stereotype of Native Americans. You know, we generally see in movies that, you know, basically they are in the picture only if you want to have some kind of, you know, some kind of voodoo or some kind of powers, that people go to some Native Indians for some healing. So media also stereotypes these groups of people, which again is a big problem. We have had so many instances that, you know, people who are Native Americans, they can only do certain limited stuff. They cannot make any kind of progress in terms of technology, and a lot of stereotype can be attributed to media in terms of how they are portrayed in media.
Really pigeonholed a very narrow number of characteristics for a person.
Yeah, right. They have like kind of face mask and have feathers and stuff like that. I mean, of course, it used to be like long time back, but that's also media perpetrates a point over a period of time. Second thing is, when you're talking about, you know, a Report for America trying to train journalists to cover Native Americans, my biggest kind of, you know, pet peeve is that no matter how you can cover that, nothing beats like if you are a Native American and if you are trained to be a journalist, you will be able to give a better perspective of some of the issues and problems they are confronting. As an outsider, if I'm training as a journalist to cover the Native American stories, yes, I can do a good job. But if you're going to handpick and train the Native Americans to be a better journalist and how they can be better represented in the newsroom, I think that can make a lot of difference. Because when I look at some stuff, and I remember I've taught a lot of Native American students, and they've expressed to me, oh, sometimes, you know, they'll have some things like a transcript saying some Native American talking, and they say, oh, it's a foreign language. But actually, it's a Native American. It's a language of the United States, but they'll say it's a foreign language in transcript. Because these kind of small things that kind of actually hurts them, which we don't even realize. I think one of the things that I think I need to kind of, you know, highlight is that more than training others to cover them, we also need a lot of people from the Native Americans to be trained to be a journalist so that they can better represent their issues, their problems to the broader community.
Yeah, I would agree. A reporter can come in and do a good job, but unless they've grown up in that environment, they really might not know all the stories that are available to them or the issues or challenges of growing up as a Native American, or choose whatever, you know, ethnic group, skin color, religious group, whatever you want, unless you grew up in that environment, there may be stories that you're going to miss because you're just not aware of them.
Absolutely. And also the fact is that, you know, we really don't know the numbers in terms of the representation of the Native American in the media newsroom across the country. But going by whatever the figure is, it must be completely very negligible. And I think, you know, we need to make sure that the Native American problems and issues must be highlighted more so that we are also aware of what exactly is happening within those communities as well.
With that, we're going to wrap up this discussion. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.